This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia and Ukraine are trading accusations that each side is shelling Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. Russia claimed Ukrainian shelling caused a power surge and fire and forced staff to lower output from two reactors. Ukraine has blamed Russian troops for storing weapons there and launching attacks. Nuclear experts have warned that fighting around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power station is fraught with danger. The Ukrainians are urging the United Nations to send a delegation to the nuclear plant to ensure its safety. On the front lines, the fighting continued as the United States pledged another $1 billion in new military aid for Ukraine. Ukraine said the Russians had shelled seven regions in the last day, killing five people. A new study connects climate hazards to 58% of infectious diseases, AP correspondent Mike Rossi reports.
A new study says more than half of the known infectious diseases in people, including malaria, cholera, and anthrax, have worsened due to climate hazards such as flooding, heat waves, and drought. In Monday's journal Nature Climate Change, researchers said they found 218 of the known 375 human infectious diseases seemed to be made worse by one of 10 types of extreme weather connected to climate change. The study says warming oceans and heat waves can taint seafood and other things we eat. Droughts can bring bats carrying viral infections to people. Downpours and flooding sicken people through disease-carrying mosquitoes, rats, and deer. Additionally, the study found 223 of 286 unique non-infectious sicknesses, such as asthma and allergies, seemed to be worsened by climate hazards. I'm Mike Gracia.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A deadly fire that began at a large oil storage facility in western Cuba has spread, threatening to plunge the island into a deeper energy crisis as it forced officials to shut down a key thermoelectric plant. Flames early Monday spread to a third tank that firefighters had tried to cool as they struggled to fight the massive blaze that began just days after the government announced scheduled blackouts for the capital of Havana. At least one person has died and 125 injured, with another 14 reported missing ever since lightning struck one of the facility's eight tanks on Friday night. U.S. authorities have identified the fourth victim in a series of killings of Muslim men in the southwestern state of New Mexico as the death sent ripples of fear through the Islamic community nationwide. Three of the slayings happened in the past week. Now law enforcement officials are seeking help finding a vehicle believed to be connected to the killings in New Mexico's largest city, Albuquerque. The common elements were the victims' race and religion. The latest man killed Friday night in ambush shootings killed three other Muslim men over the past 9 months. Police are trying to determine if the homicides are linked. Singer and actor Olivia Newton-John has died after a 30-year battle with breast cancer at her ranch in Southern California, according to her husband. She was 73. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has a look at her life. You
better shape up. Olivia Newton-John once said that when she showed up in leather for the final scene of the movie Grease, the crew had no idea who she was. Newton-John also starred in Xanadu and Two of a Kind. Newton-John sold more than 100 million records, including Magic, Have You Never Been Mellow, and Please, Mr. Please. Newton-John said in a 2019 AP interview when she realized what the song Physical was about, she tried to stop its release, but her manager said it was too late.
I was like, oh my God, we better do a video. Okay, we'll do a video and we'll make the video about exercise.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
Recapping our top story, Russia and Ukraine are trading accusations that each side is shelling Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. Russia claimed Ukrainian shelling caused a power surge and fire and forced staff to lower output from two reactors. Ukraine has blamed Russian troops for storing weapons there and launching attacks. Nuclear experts have warned that fighting around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power station is fraught with danger. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.